The once official currency of Iraq, the so-called Saddam dinar, is now just about worthless. The paper money that bears an image of Saddam's face is being replaced temporarily by the U.S. dollar. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, many Iraqis returning to work as police officers, civil engineers, and dock workers will now be paid in greenbacks.
In recent days, a jet stopped to make a lightweight but valuable pickup in New York. The plane was loaded with stacks of fresh dollar bills from the Federal Reserve Bank. It was flown to Kuwait, and under tight security, the money was put into the hands of the Pentagon's Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance. Spokesman John Kincannon explains the cash is being used to pay wages to Iraqi civil servants who are working to clean up looted cities and restore basic services.
I think that Iraqi workers are perfectly happy being paid in a currency that is a real store of value and is, you know, a currency that holds value and allows them to purchase goods that they need.
Deciding who's paid how much is tricky. Kincannon explains they're working with former ministry officials to set pay scales, but initial emergency payments of $20 are being handed out now. All told, there are an estimated 2 million Iraqi civil servants looking to return to work. A typical salary under Saddam's regime was about $50 a month. The Treasury Department is quick to say these payments in dollars are a temporary solution. Officials explained they chose to use the dollar when it became clear the dinar's value would continue to fluctuate widely. The Pentagon's Kincannon says even before the war, Iraqis were starting to use stable Western currencies, mainly because they'd seen periods of hyperinflation as Saddam's central bank continued to churn out more and more stacks of dinars.
As a result, many Iraqis handle transactions either in dollars, European currencies, Jordanian dinars, Syrian lira. There already are a lot of foreign currencies used in Iraq to handle transactions.
Still, there are concerns that introducing the dollar to pay Iraqi workers will be viewed negatively in the Arab world, where there's skepticism about U.S. motives. John Williamson is a fellow at the Institute for International Economics. He argues as long as the Pentagon's reconstruction planners continue to work with the Iraqis to ultimately develop their own new currency, the current short-term use of the dollar is a good one.
I think in the longer term, it's going to be extremely important to have a stable Iraqi currency, but it's going to take some months at the very least before that can be introduced. And so it's having something to use in this interim period, which is the objective of what's happening now, I think.
The U.S. Treasury has recently confiscated about $1.5 billion worth of Iraqi assets. It will use some of these funds to pay Iraqi workers. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.